Jesus sends out the 12 two by two and tells them to take nothing with them on their way, just the clothes on their back. Oh, but they can take a walking stick. I'm sure that's going to be a big help. I don't know why you need a walking stick. Most of them were young enough to make journeys anyway. Take nothing, not any food, no money, nothing but the clothes on their back, and to go around all of and preach. Why? And then when they go to a certain place, to stay in one house, don't jump from one house to another, partying while you're preaching. No, it's not about partying. It's not about the priest or the preacher having a good time and making a name for himself. It's about the preacher forgetting about himself and as entirely as possible. So we're supposed to give the gospel with a purity of intention, a purity of message, purity not mixed with self-love, desire for fame, money, material things, entertainment. Purity, it's special grace to do that, right? Don't we all just kind of want to go and have a good time, eat, drink, and be comfortable, but the minister of Jesus, the follower of Jesus, is to sacrifice all that and purely spread the message of God, spread God, be like a transparent glass, that's all the preacher is supposed to be. It's all the Christian is really called to be. He's supposed to forget himself, be that transparent message of Jesus, the purity of charity, goodness, God. People should see God in us, the message of Jesus, and that's what we're called to do. It's not easy, obviously. We have so many struggles, so much pride, so much neediness, But our neediness was kind of, really need to try to diminish that because God provides. So it's to depend on the providence of God. And our concern as preachers, as priests, as religious, but also as lay people who are trying to spread the gospel as well, is to get ourselves out of the way and, get rid of all our faults as best we can. The more we are free of faults, the more we are full of holiness, the clearer the message is going to get out to other people. But also the sacrifices that we make and the prayers that we make are invisibly going to spread the gospel too. So it's not always just our words and what people see in us, but it's our prayers and sacrifices for the world that is going to spread the gospel. And even more so that we need to more depend on God's invisible working in the hearts of men. We depend more on that than what I can say, what I can do, what you can do. But we can do a lot too. God does want us to preach. He does want us to be a physical and living example of the Christian message. But the only way we can do it is by living a pure life, purely living the gospel, purely living the teachings of Jesus, practicing virtue. And it's a struggle, but it is something we all have to strive to do, to be more and more purely Jesus to the world, so for the salvation of souls. And this is a great, very great charity to practice this good example in our words and actions.